Many of you are still awake. Let's have a show of hands. Okay, 90%. Very good. Very good. How many of you work in mobility in your day job? All right, that's about 25%. How many of you would like to work in mobility as your day job? These are the superheroes of the next generation. How many of you have worked with passenger counting before? All right, five. Excellent. All right. So this story, this is like a few of the things that I want to highlight in the development of the Finnish national automatic passenger counting system. And they're like bits for everyone, and I'm going to be fairly speedy with these things. And if you have questions, please ask them at the end. And let's get started. So I've been working in public transit for a bit over 10 years now, and in software development for a bit over 15. And I started my own consulting company 5 years ago when I wanted to help more organizations as well. But I just wanted to give you a bit of background that I come from the public transport side and not so much from the railway side. So just the basics, what is automatic passenger counting? It just answers the simple question, how many people are there in the vehicle? There are two different kinds of messages that these vendors send. For example, they send how many people went in or how many people went out of this particular door. And then there's the option of telling how many people there are in the vehicle right now. And some vendors send both of these data, and then you have to decide. Speak louder. Yeah. All right, thanks. So some vendors send both of these data, and then you have to decide which one you trust, the diff or the total. So why do we collect this? For the passenger, the benefit is quite obvious. You want to travel with the less crowded vehicles, mostly. You get this information from the passenger information systems, such as signage. But also, more and more, I expect that there will be automatic decisions.